Boket Tov, Chodesh Tov. We're undergoing some scary times here in Eretz Yisrael and the whole world. And our only answer is to strengthen ourselves in Torah, strengthen ourselves in Tefillah, and Chesed and Avas Yisrael. That's our only answer, and to strengthen our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll dedicate this little halacha Shir to the Refuah Shlema of everyone who needs it, and for the protection of Am Yisrael on this Rosh Chodesh Sivan day, which also happens to be my birthday. So we're going to dedicate this Shir to understanding the Minagim of what is a Jewish path on someone's birthday. So, the Chida of Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the big tzaddik, buried in Har Menuchas here, writes that a person's mazel is stronger on the day of his birthday. And so there's a certain energy which he can tap into more easily. And in fact, even Ezra and Rav Sadia Gaon even say on your English birthday, which is connected to the sun, there's also a special koach, a special mazel. The Gemara mentions the concept of birthdays. For example, the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, when a person's 5 years old, he should start learning Torah. When a person's 10 years old, he should start learning Mishnah. When a person's 13 years old, he should start doing mitzvahs, obviously bar mitzvah. 15, Gemara. 18, usually get married. 20, if you're not married, you better start looking to get married. When you're 30, you have a certain strength. When 40, Levina, 40, wisdom. 50, Eitza, and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah clearly seems to understand there's some koach of the different years of a person turning a certain age. For that reason, Rav Yosef, the Gemara in Moed Katam reports, when he was 60 years old, he did a holiday to celebrate. Why? He says, Amar nafkili mikaret. I've gone out of being culpable for being chayiv karis. You know, that a person does certain sins, he can get cut off, and he could die early. But once you've reached 60, it means that you're not dying early, you've already lived to an older age, so he would actually celebrate. So certainly there's reason to make a birthday party if you turn 60. What other Talmudic sources? So the Midrash mentions how Yitzchak was born on the 15th of Nisan, and that's also the day we left Egypt. So there's some significance in the fact that he was born, Yitzchak Avinu, on the 15th day of Nisan. Because of that, we ended up leaving Egypt on the 15th day. Similarly, the Midrash writes that God waited to dedicate the Mishkan for the month of Nisan, because those are the birthdays of the Avos. The Ksav Sofer writes that he, on his 50th birthday, made a birthday party. It was the first day of Adar, and he celebrated the fact that Hashem gave him the ability to learn Torah, to teach Torah, and it was a day of appreciation of life. Similarly, the Gemara in Megillah mentions how Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Adar. I believe it's the 7th day of Adar. And so that was a day which was ultimately a day of salvation and not destruction. That's what Haman didn't know. Shavuos is the birthday of David HaMelech, according to Shara Yeshiva, and others mentioned this minhag. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about David HaMelech in Sefer Rut on Shavuot. Just a few more rabbis who noted this later in Jewish history, at past Talmudic era. So the Ben Ish Chai says one should make a party, and he himself would give out ragulach and celebrate his birthday. It was a day of giving. The Baal Shem Tov, too, celebrated his birthday on Yud Ches Elul, still a day that Hasidim celebrate. And Lubavitcher Rebbe encouraged his students to fabring, to come together, to have a party, because, again, the mazel of a person is strongest on this day. Also, Rav Avadi Yosef mentioned that there's an idea of sharing Torah on the day of your birthday. The Chofetz Chaim, and also the Ktav Sofer had this custom, would make a siyum on his birthday. And that, again, would be a wonderful reason to celebrate. Some other customs noted by different acharonim. So the Rav Yisrael Salant mentioned there's an Indian of giving extra tzedakah on your birthday. The Ben Ishchai and Rav Chaim Palagi also mentioned this concept of giving not just money, but giving in different ways on your birthday. The Arvei Nachal, who's Rav Yonatan Ivashitz, writes that you should focus on a particular trait on your birthday, and Hashem will help you on that path. So let's say you want to work this year on, I don't know, Gvura, on Chesed, whatever it is, focus on something on your birthday. And in Chabad, it's a day of introspection, of reflection, extra time to think about your life, Cheshbo Nefesh, extra time to learn Torah, extra time to learn Nigla, learn Nistar, set aside extra time for Torah and Tefillah. A few more customs. Some have a custom to get an aliyah to the Torah on the day of your birthday or on the Shabbos before. Some have a custom, many have a custom to say the Tehillim on the day of your birthday. And Chabad says it's the Tehillim plus one. So if you're 34, for example, you take the Tehillim of the 35th, according to Chabad custom. Some say it on the 34th Tehillim. You can say both. Either way. On a personal note, while I love all of these customs, I think most important, it should be a day of Hakarat HaTov, thanking God, looking back on your year, and reflecting on all the blessings which Hashem has given you. And of course, as we all know, it's a great day to give brachos. The truth is, every day is a great day for a Jew to give brachos, as the Torah says, V'avarcha m'varechecha. God tells Avraham Avinu, embrace us, you bet. Those who bless will be blessed, but especially on your birthday, it's a great time to spread love, to spread v'afta l'recha kamocha consciousness. And you can write birthday letters and to reach out to people. So, zeh hayom asa Hashem nagila v'nispacha bo. Every day should be a day of celebration, but especially on your birthday, it could be a day to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to look forward and try to make resolutions to make the coming year even stronger in terms of our avodas Hashem. So a happy birthday to you, wherever you're at. I bless everyone who's listening to this Torah with an awesome year of Torah. And Am Yisrael should be blessed with a year of peace, salvations, and simcha.